RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Prosecutors putting former Trump lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen on the stand tomorrow at the ex-president's criminal Stormy Daniels hush money trial in New York. ABC's Aaron Katursky will be there.
Cohen has already been a trial fixture. The jury saw his $130,000 wire to Daniels 12 days before the 2016 election, the invoices Cohen prepared, and the checks Trump signed to reimburse him in monthly installments.
Mr. Trump denies all allegations. Tomorrow is the first day of a bribery and corruption trial of Senator Bob Menendez, New Jersey Democrat. He denies helping businessmen in Egypt and Qatar in return for a car, gold, money, and more. Israeli forces have pushed deeper into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, considered Hamas's last stronghold. Israeli tactics have caused a horrible loss of life of innocent civilians and failed to neutralize Hamas leaders and fighters and could drive a lasting insurgency, says Secretary of State Antony Blinken. This is ABC News. The lure of credit card rewards and travel programs and whether airlines and other issuers live up to their promises is what your lawmakers at the Capitol are to be focused on this week. Be careful about going into too much debt, says Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst at Bankrate.
You're in a hole, stop digging, and don't pay 20% interest just for the privilege of earning 2% cash back or an equivalent number of airline miles.
At Duke University today, some graduates walked out of Jerry Seinfeld's commencement speech in protest of the comedian's support of Israel. Seinfeld not acknowledging the protesters, instead telling graduates,
I will give you my three real keys to life. No jokes in this part. Okay, they are, number one, bust your ass. Number two, pay attention. Number three, fall in love.
Seinfeld has posted often since the October 7th attack of his support for Israel. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Hear and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. to the liquor store. If I were you, see your car.
He told me to the liquor store. Don't you see your car?
Welcome to Maxing Heavy on Civic Media. I'm your host, Emsha, and I'll be playing the best Wisconsin-made hard rock, punk, and metal from now until midnight. That was brand new music from the band The Up and Up. Those songs are called Like a Prozac and Serotonin. This is Maxing Heavy. I'm your host, Emsha. I'll be playing all original music made right here in Wisconsin. And a little bit later, I'll be chatting with Brad Van of Joy's Attack. But first, let's play music from last week's guest, Andrew David Weber. This is The Howl.
Wasn't he making you cry, and weren't you living in secret? And isn't what you become a result of this pain? The fact that someone could poison a mind so sacred, plain unacceptably putting a strain on my brain. Yet you hold on to the notion that you can change him. As he's changing your smile into a scowl, and as he softens his voice, you believe you may tame him. But don't be deceived, you should know he's a wolf down to the hound.
You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. That was Would You Kindly with their newest single, Ain't That a Shame. Shout out to Ignite Glass and Gifts. If you're looking for locally hand-blown glass, visit one of their three locations in Madison or online at igniteglassandgifts.com. This next band will be featured guest on an upcoming podcast. This is Reflection of Flesh and their song, Licorice.
I will rise.
Welcome back. I'm Emshel, your host for Heavy. That was Mickey Magnum with their song, I Still Believe in Rock and Roll. We do too, here at MaxSync Radio on Civic Media. Check out MaxSyncRadio.com for the full list of stations where you can hear us broadcast every Saturday and Sunday. Don't go anywhere. I've got more music on the way. Plus, I'll be chatting with Brad Van of Droids Attack after the break. Only here on MaxSync Heavy.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is MaxSync Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
I'm Ann.
And I'm Dave.
We're the hosts of Our House Concerts, and we've been presenting concerts in our 100-year-old bungalow and in our backyard on Madison's Near East Side for more than a decade. We recently hosted our 90th concert.
And we love supporting musicians and sharing music with our audiences. Come on over to our house and join us for a house party with great friends, great music, and lots of cold beer.
Here's what's coming up this spring and summer in our backyard. Saturday, July 20th, we've got blues guitarist Ruth Wyand from North Carolina.
And on Saturday, August 10th, Mike Vitale, a singer-songwriter from L.A., comes into town.
Email us at anndave, A-N-N-E-D-A-V-E, at chorus.net. Or text 608-335-7909 to reserve your seats and get all the info. See you at our house.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is MaxSync Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You are listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. It's Michelle here. Thank you so much for tuning in, supporting what we do. Tonight, I have a great guest here with me, Brad Van of Droids Attack. How are you, Brad?
Hey, great, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. So for those of you who don't know Droids Attack, they have been Madison heavy hitters for quite some time, since the 90s, but they do play out all over Wisconsin. Do you guys ever make it out of state or do tours?
Yeah, we toured a lot before the pandemic. We haven't really gone out since. We just kind of do regional stuff now, mostly, you know, like Minneapolis, Chicago kind of stuff.
So still kind of keeping it Midwest.
Yeah, you know, we've got things going on in our lives that kind of keep us close to home now. I've got my arcade business that I started, and our bass player has a young child. So we're just kind of working on new material for our next album when we have time. It's all just kind of when we have time.
Yeah, that's always kind of the key there is how do you balance everything? I know that's a struggle for a lot of independent artists, you know, whether it's touring, booking local shows, you're running a business, and there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that people wouldn't expect.
Well, our main focus right now is getting this next album done. We have some opportunities to potentially release our next album on a, you know, label. Our last album was picked up by a label overseas and did really well for them and for us. And so we're kind of like looking to branch out a little more with this next release. It's just taking us, we're taking our time with it, kind of just working on it, you know, as we're inspired and have time. But yeah, I'm going into the studio tomorrow, actually, to begin demoing the next half of it. So it's pretty well into the process, and I'm hoping that we can get it out sometime next year.
Awesome. Yeah, it is. It is definitely a process at times. You know, it's good to have a plan in place, especially, you know, if you've got that date in mind when you want to release it.
Right. Yeah, we don't really have a date in mind, but I do think, though, that we're probably not going to be branching out of the Midwest until it gets released. So right now we're just going to kind of stick to the regional shows and, you know, take opportunities as they come. And we get some really cool opportunities still, which is pretty awesome. I'm thankful for that.
So where do you guys record out of?
Yeah, we've been working with our friend Dustin Boyle. He owns his own studio, The Spaceship, here in Madison. And we also work with Mark Whitcomb over at DNA Studios in Madison. Right now what we're doing is I'm putting together a bunch of our old material in some new studio recordings, because I don't really want to keep releasing the old material because we've progressed so much as a band. You know, like, I feel like the old recordings, like the basement recordings and sort of, you know, garage sounding recordings aren't really as representative of us anymore. So I'm putting together kind of a greatest hits album with new recordings of the old material. And we're going to release that in some form. I don't know if that's going to be through the label or just independent, just so we can have something at the merch booth just to kind of keep people excited. And this next album, yeah, depending on how things go, my plan is to release the new material through this other label that's interested. If they want to keep doing it, if they don't, then, you know, we'll release it ourselves.
Yeah, I would assume that there would be some tour involved with, you know, surrounding the release and potentially overseas. You know, you said that this is a label overseas. Is that something that you guys are looking into?
Absolutely, yeah. That's something that we've always would, you know, wanted to do, but it just had to make sense. You know, we have had offers to play shows overseas, but they've always wanted us to, like, cover the costs of, you know, getting over there. And, you know, I'm just kind of like, I'm not really interested in that sort of situation. It's like, if I'm going to pay to fly overseas, I'm going to have a vacation where I don't have to scramble to get from one town to the next.
Yeah. <You
know? laughs> I just kind of figure, you know, if we're going to be playing a tour over there, then, you know, we should get the expenses covered and, you know, get some good guarantees and all of that stuff handled for us.
Absolutely. That's what you should hope for. I agree. If you're going to go spend money on something, that's a vacation, not work.
Yeah. But I mean, the fact that this label overseas had interest in us and the record sold really well, it makes me think that that is something that could conceivably happen. So with this next release, yeah, I'm hoping that some opportunities like that come up. It'd be cool to play some festival shows over there.
Absolutely. There's some really awesome festivals I know of that I've wanted to go to, like dream festivals. So what is one of those dream festivals? Let's say this record label picks you up and you get your own headlining tour. Like, how do you know you've made it? It's when so-and-so is opening for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess I kind of used to look at it that way, but after you've done so much, I mean, you kind of feel like, you know, I've already kind of made it in some ways, you know? Like, I remember back, I don't know what year it was, but we got asked to play a gig opening for, like, three national touring bands at the Metro in Chicago, and for Riot Fest, and I was just like, man, like, I don't think it's ever going to get better than this, you know? And then things just kept happening from there, and it just kind of did. Like I don't want to say it kept getting better, but it things kept happening where I just was like, man, you know, like, I kind of feel like accomplished enough already. So I'm satisfied. Like even if this next record is, you know, nobody gives a shit. You know, like, if we put it out, I'll feel happy. I'm really happy with the material right now. And I guess that's kind of the approach I've always had with this band, is kind of more like, don't have any sort of expectations of, you know, where you're going, if you're going to make it. You know, like, I've always kind of done this for fun and kind of as a challenge to myself to see how far I could take it. And I've taken it, like, pretty far, I guess.
Yeah, and, yeah, absolutely. And as you should, you know, everybody's got a different definition of success. And that's a wonderful, mm-hmm. wonderful mindset to have, especially in the music industry. It should be fun. You're playing music with your buddies, you know what I mean? So, absolutely. So where can we find you, your music, and get a hold of you?
Bandcamp is probably the best place to find the music. We're mostly on Facebook and Instagram, and it's just Droids Attack, you know, Facebook and Instagram. That's probably the best place to get a hold of us is through social media and to listen to us through Bandcamp or Spotify. We're on Spotify.
Yep. The streaming is kind of where things are, but that is a topic for a different time for sure.
Right.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Brad. It's been a joy to talk with you. Definitely looking forward to that new album. I've been a big fan of what you guys do for years now. So can't wait. Definitely keep in touch with that. All right. Take care.
Yeah. Talk to you later.
What's up, everyone? Thanks for listening to Max and Kevy. I'm your host, M. Shell. Thank you to Brad. It's always great to hear droids doing their thing in the scene. I just played their song, The Anunnaki, which is my personal favorite, if I can choose one, and Brahma Astra before that. Thanks to Carbon 4 Brewing for making Maxing possible. Please go check out this brewery as soon as you can. Check out their website for upcoming events and exclusive delicious beers. Carbon4.com. We've got the Almos up next with Crowns, and then a double dip from Electromag after the break. Let's get heavy.
I quit the world today, no need to feed the pain, 'cause it's what's trending right now.
Yeah.
listening.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple quick tips about how to save on gas. Now, our warm-up tip is that modern cars don't actually need to warm up. Now, I remember feeling pretty smart when I let my 73 Buick Regal run for about 10 minutes before I would head out in the morning. Truth is, if your car was built in the last 30 years, the engine does not need more than 30 seconds to fully warm up. The rest of that time is just you burning money. My main tip today, though, is this. Don't spring for the premium gas. Unless your car specifically calls for high-octane gas, and there will be a note by the gas tank if it does, it's probably just a waste of your money. Now, you might need the 90 to go from Janesville to Madison, but you don't need it in your tank. Putting anything higher than 87 octane in your car is just pouring money down the drain. Get the cheaper stuff. You can feel good about your wallet and your engine. This has been your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips on how to save. Take good care.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center.